This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economy is recovering from the pandemic recession, but state economists say the comeback has been choppy and uneven. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
The analysis finds good and bad in the state's economic picture. Colorado has the fourth highest labor participation rate in the U.S., but there are still 82,000 fewer jobs here compared to before the pandemic. For now, legislative economists believe state finances are in good shape. Colorado will pay out around $1.5 billion in taxpayer refunds, and lawmakers are forecast to have several billion extra dollars available for next year's budget. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Six Colorado schools have been named National Blue Ribbon Schools, the highest honor given by the U.S. Department of Education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The national awards celebrate high academic outcomes and efforts to close the achievement gap between groups of students. Schools are also recognized for creating welcoming and affirming environments. One of the Colorado winners, Valor Christian High School in Highlands Ranch, drew national attention in August when a school coach said he was pushed out for being gay. The school has said its staff must live in accordance with Valor's Christian values. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
With the Bureau of Land Management moving its headquarters back to Washington, Grand Junction wants the Biden administration to follow through on its promise to keep an expanded presence there. Robin Brown is the former head of the Grand Junction Economic Partnership. She says it falls to state leaders to make sure that happens.
They've all said, let's keep some sort of Western footprint so that all the things that go into what the BLM does can be done here in Grand Junction in an economy that depends on its public lands.
The Bureau's headquarters are returning to Washington, but a Western office will stay in Grand Junction. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.